Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How are you doing?
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this episode, we have a guest who specialises in women's self-defence. Not just normal self-defence, but really practical, down-to-earth, realistic women's self-defence, which, in this day and age, is needed. Now, Paul, who is the guest, is going to introduce himself and tell you about what he teaches. So here we go.
Okay, well, my name is Paul. I have a vague military background, and I have learnt in turn 9 years of judo, about 5 years of kickboxing, and a few other martial type arts thrown in. I've never actually been a martial arts instructor per se, but I'm a good general instructor in several different areas. Acting on a couple of incidents that happened in London about 20 years ago, myself and several others decided to set up a what we would call in those days a women's self-defense course or street defense, what we now refer to it as women's self-empowerment, because we're trying to get away from the idea that what we teach is a actual martial art. And I have to stress now that many martial arts instructors find it very hard to teach this, because you're not teaching a fighting system, you're teaching a way of thinking, and you're molding thinking towards a more defensive stance. Okay. So it's not so much dynamic as in the case of, say, kickboxing or Krav Maga or judo, but it's trying to get them empowered so they actually do something. So when a decision is required, they make a decision. So I teach classes of up to 30, all women, no men watching. And I've taught a variety of women around the world, including police women. Okay. I refined it down now to a basic 50-minute lesson. So it is centered on the core precepts of self-defense, fright, flight, fight, we call it in the UK, or reaction, run, or resist in other languages. Right. And I actually write that up somewhere and stick it to a mirror or to a wall, so they have that in front of them. They understand that the lesson has a plan and it has a structure that logically relates to how they're going to react. I spend about something like off the top of my head, 10 minutes on the initial reaction, about 15 minutes on how to run, which sounds strange, but a lot of people don't know how to run away from something. Or if it's a knife, for example, I teach them to run through and past the knife arm, which completely defeats most knife attacks. We have some kind of warning. And if that fails, i.e. the reaction fails, the running part fails, I give them two or three strikes that are quite powerful. One I've actually used myself in real time, and I know, hand on heart, it will put most people on their feet, off their feet, sorry. Okay. So the lesson has a structure, but all the way through, what you're trying to do is mold their thinking. It's not necessarily going to turn them into fighters. So a classic would be a lady's locking up a shop in a high street late at night or when it's dark, is suddenly confronted by an attacker. What does she do? You know, now there are many, many different solutions to that. She could throw the keys in his face and run through him and on. Or she could do a strike or whatever, but she does something. So you're not overemphasizing any particular part of the lesson. the emphasis to get them thinking on their feet, such that by the end of the 50 minutes, if they were to walk out of the respective venue where we're teaching to their car and something happened, they could do something there and then. It's not, doesn't require a lot of practice of motive skill. The strikes are very simple, for example, but the thinking is where it really comes into play, the change in thinking.
Okay. All I was going to say, Paul, so you're training the mind as much as you are the body, or in fact, even more than the body.
Someone would have to listen to the way I say things. I'm not a psychologist, and I'm certainly not some hypnotherapist, but I have that 50 minutes up to a point where if they walk out the door of the venue and someone says something to them, you know, to the effect of get your clothes off or give me your money, they're going to turn around and go, do you want credit card or cash? And as a guy is thinking about that, they strike him. It's not that I've turned them into fighters. I'm starting to expand their thinking. That's why we call it Women's Street Empowerment, not Women's Street Defense, because a multitude of answers I could give them, I'm not there to do that. I'm there to enable them to think of their own solution.
Okay.
But towards the end of the lesson, I do, particularly if there's mothers there, try and mold the lesson a little bit towards children. So the classic is I tell them how to train their kids. So if a car pulls up, the classic in London, car pulls up, door opens, and a woman reaches out and grabs a kid, what does the kid do? Well, the answer is basically they splay their bodies. They don't get pulled in through the doorway and start screaming. If the woman's walking down the street with a two-up baby truck, pushing that in front of her, and she gets a couple of guys come up behind her, what does she do? Well, it's a cell phone world, so I try and get them, it's a difficult one, to think about getting onto Facebook live streaming, which is hard enough for anyone, including me, to do. But I'll give them a solution, for example, they're to jump onto the children, get the barn truck flat with the children underneath them, locked in under their elbows, which entirely changes the situation. The two guys have gone from a woman who looks helpless with two children to suddenly a woman lying locked on top of her children, screaming her head off. It completely changes the situation.
Yes.
And that's what you're about. Get them to think enough to change the situation, to give them some kind of advantage, whereas before they would have been, you know, without any solution. And I think a little bit like judo goes into judo kata and there are other variations on other martial arts, I think martial arts clubs should nowadays have this facility within their year, you know, that they take time out to do this kind of training on this level for women. No men present. Obviously, instructor could be a man. And with the emphasis on what I'm talking about, you're not there to turn them into Mike Tyson.
No.
You have to show them how to strike properly. So the one thing I do, because some women can be, without being rude, quite small, I teach them to strike from their big toe metatarsal joint through their knee, the hip, the shoulders. So what translates into a palm strike is really quite powerful. And I've seen some women, you know, I've been training, they can really hit very hard. So it turns them from a demure person to quite a hitter. And I do tell them, you know, that now I'm practiced, I'm striking as I'm turning on my metatarsal joint, which is a very hard strike. And it means I can strike at very, very close distance with my face almost up to theirs. I can strike with as much power because the whole thing is one move.
Yes.
And they kind of get that. They people aren't stupid. They get what you're saying. And in 50 minutes, you can get a lot across. So, you know, to summarize, it's not a martial art, but I would like martial arts clubs to start to move to this, because some of the situations we're seeing, particularly where I'm living now in Europe, are getting really quite serious and a bit out of control, to be honest with you, with women being the main target. But there's also, I'm afraid, a growing market for young boys as well, without getting too heavy on that subject.
Yeah.
They're becoming targets too, and they don't know how to defend themselves. Yet, you know, if you teach this stuff to a 15-year-old boy, he's quite a strong individual, believe it or not. So there is a market. I've just found it that I'm better at teaching women. I get the point across, and that's what I'm going to stick doing.
Okay. So, As a woman, the attacker is usually going to be a man. Do you ever get the women to practice against men, or does that not matter?
No, because again, I'm not trying to teach a dynamic skill. It, you know, you can. The problem is if you put them up against a man, you know, it just. I'm trying to avoid too much reality because I actually want them to do things. Right. So if you do have a man in a suit with a helmet, yeah, you know, you're going to knock him around a little bit. But I'll put the emphasis in. Psychology is I want them to leave that room really quite confident. Right. I don't want men around, strangely. I do say to them, you know, and this is true, I say to them, do not go to the nearest pub. Walk in there and practice on the first guy you see, because they will put him down, you know.
Yes.
I've seen an aerobics instructor who could virtually knock a punch bag off the ceiling. She was so powerful. Once I taught her.
That's brilliant.
So I know what you're saying. There's an unreality to what I'm saying, but the unreality give them confidence that they will turn around just, you know, just do something or run or whatever they do.
Yeah.
So, you know, because you want to start introducing a real target, someone who's going to move around, someone who's going to grab them. You know, you once again try and teach them dynamic skills. So
yes,
I try and keep it simple. There's a psychology there I'm trying to put across, but I'm trying to keep it simple so that they just do it.
Yes.
There is no interruption in their thinking.
Okay, yeah. That sounds really, really good, because what it seems to me is you're training their mind so that it's like when you imagine doing something over and over and over and over again, you get good at doing it for real. So if that's the kind of thing you're teaching, then that's brilliant, because, I mean, a lot of sports teams and sportsmen and women around the world do that. It's the visualization.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you're talking about?
I do say, you know, find a gym with a punch bag and go there and remember what I say. And they can always email me or Facebook me.
Mm.
And go off their metatarsal muscle and really start hitting the bags. But it's the overemphasis on that one element. For example, I mention an eye strike. And I show them and I get them to clench four of their fingers together, and I get to gently roll that in their own eyes. Yeah, I'm showing them a military strike, which is very powerful to the eyes, but we don't do it in the lesson. Now, okay. Why do I do it that way? Why do I explain something to them and get them to see what the target is, but we don't practice it? Because I don't really want them, to be honest, going for that as option number one. Mm. They know it's there.
Yeah,
I want option number one, if they're going to strike someone, to be the palm strike.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, if he's too big or whatever, but the strikes I teach them can be done lying down, sitting down, standing up, and you can do both the strikes, if you think about it, with the person behind.
Yes.
Including the eye strike. So, you know, if a man's on top of them, yeah, clearly what Paul said in the back of their mind, eye strike, you know, and those other stuff I teach them as well.
Yes.
Will start to come in if they're the right person.
Right. Okay.
So, I don't really emphasize too much of any of it, because the reaction I teach with the average mature woman would probably scare the hell out of a 15-year-old attacker, such that reaction would be enough to put him off.
Yes.
You know, if they get the run bit right, they spin on the right foot and they run, or they run through the knife or the baseball bat or whatever it is, again, maybe enough so they're not involved in a fight. But if it comes to strikes, then
yes.
I've given them 2 or 3. One of them said, you know, we were talking about it, because where I live, a lot of women walk their children in children's trucks around the place, you know, country lane. And she said, so what you're kind of saying is these two guys get out of the car and you're saying that I throw the kid over the fence and I get over the fence as well. Wouldn't I hurt the child? I said, well, it might do, but think about it like this. It started off with you on the road, the two guys stopping the car and getting out. And it then turns to you're in a field with the child running away. They've got a car with the car doors open and the engine running. It's not what they expected.
Mm.
And she's going, yeah, I see what you're saying. I said, you might hurt your child. You probably won't in a grass field.
Mm.
And you're gone. You're running off towards that whatever, farmhouse, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Are they really going to run after you across fields? Yeah. Are people who are standing there and you're lying on top of your butt, your children's truck screaming your head off near a town centre, you're really going to do it? If someone tries to grab your child, and instead of doing that, you have the child and you fall at his feet and you're screaming, he's thought he was going to get a child. What he's now got is a woman at his feet, lying at his feet, holding the child screaming. It changes the situation and they're not going to pursue it. They're just going to give up.
Absolutely, so yeah.
It's not martial arts.
No.
And believe it or not, I get all this in 50 minutes. Wait, you can tell by the way, the speed I talk, I do. those listening to this cast, I really would ask you to try and include this as part of your yearly training. Because there will be martial artists amongst your group who have a child in their arms.
Yeah.
And in that situation, and for all of the will in the world, and as much Krav Maga and stuff as they've done, it's not what they need right there and then.
No.
They need what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. So, Paul, how can people, or women in particular, get in contact with you?
I have a Facebook group called Women's Street Empowerment on Facebook group.
Okay.
Women's Street Empowerment. It comes up. It's about 2 or 3 or 4 years old now. There's bits and pieces. Just messaged me. Right now, I'm not in the UK, but I will be back in the UK in the summer and we can, you know, I don't mind. I usually do it for free.
Mm.
I probably thought about 300 children, 300 women now. I actually don't want children. Women have tried to bring young kids and brothers and all that. I'm not interested.
No. I know you say it's not a formal system, but have you had any people that you've trained that can train others?
I train that in the 50 minutes, they are being trained to train themselves and other people.
But do you have anyone
I have tried.
Yeah.
The problem is martial arts instructors are martial arts instructors because they're very good at instructing martial arts. This is more cerebral and more subtle.
Hmm.
You know, it takes a lot of confidence. You know, a guy comes up to a woman and says, get your clothes off. And she turns around and goes, what, do you want a Visa card or do you want cash? Hmm. I'm actually thinking of computing that one.
Hmm.
She strikes up the chin.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, so I need instructors who can put that confidence across. And
okay, you're not particularly looking for martial arts instructors. You're just looking at people who can put across your message.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I've been doing that in other areas as well. But best thing, kind of a thing to do would be maybe come to your school. We get some male and female people together.
Absolutely.
And I teach them as I was teaching students, but we make it longer than 50 minutes.
That would be brilliant. I mean, I have some people in my school who intellectually would fit perfectly into what you're teaching.
You've hit it on the head. I'm afraid it is a bit of a cerebral sports one. Mm. And you can return by teaching me some quarterstaff.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're going to laugh at me because I'm going to teach all of that. You go, isn't this guy good? And you see me with a course staff and go, what? No one is not teaching martial arts. So, and we could do a quid pro quo, you know.
Absolutely, Paul. I mean, I'm happy to do that. I mean, I always invite people to come to my school. Rarely do they come. But I always want people to come because there's always something to learn. You never know everything. And it could be this little subtle movement or this little reframing of how they actually look at something that triggers something in you that makes slightly differently.
Yeah, I say to them that, you know, the chin, the nose and the eyes are our targets because they're the only parts of the body you can't use as a weapon.
Absolutely.
See them thinking, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, every other part of the body you can use as a weapon, but not those three.
And you can't toughen them up either.
No. You know, it's also, if you want to make it, quite educational. quite an educational sort of.
Well, what we'll do when that happens is we'll record it on film, and we won't put it out to anyone, but we'll keep it internally, and then maybe I'll send it to, I will send it to you. Maybe you could get yourself like an instructional sort of video out of it.
Well, why not? I mean, why not?
Because,
it's the kind of thing that's got to, all this knowledge now needs to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, spreading the word is the hard thing.
Well, we've got Facebook now.
Yeah, we have social media, don't we? Yeah, that's a massive thing there.
There's one particular, I can't remember his name, American self-defense instructor. He's an ex-doorman.
Right.
White guy, about my build, medium-slimish build.
Mm.
He's just excellent. Right down to the thinking stance.
Mm.
Do you know what? No one taught me the thinking stance, defensive stance, and he uses it. I was the first person I've ever seen. So a lot of it comes from you.
Is it Jeff Thompson?
I think it could be.
Yeah.
So Midwest American.
Oh, right.
He was a doorman.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing at the moment. I'm working the doors. Right. When we spoke last night, we was inside the club, you could hear all the music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you based, Frank?
What, for training or for work?
About training.
Oh, for training, we're in Boreham Wood. We're right next to the film studios where they do Big Brother.
That's so Boreham Wood is out Hertfordshire way.
Yes, yes. It's just slightly out a little bit, Boreham Wood, yeah. Work-wise.
So you get up there on the same train line as kind of towards Stansted Airport and all
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And cool. Work-wise, I'm down in the city, Lehman Street.
How are you?
Yeah.
Well, can we do? I mean, I'm probably going to be around this summer, so
yeah, absolutely.
You know, if we get our eggs in a row, we can.
Yeah. Well, all you have to do is let me know when, and we'll be there.
Yeah. Well, it'd be your place, so
yeah,
I'd have to come up to your place. So
yeah.
All right. So nice one, Frank, and you know, let's talk again.
Yeah. Terrific. Thank you for explaining what you're doing. It's really, really interesting, and it seems to me that it's the only kind of I won't say defensive art, but art that allows women to defend themselves in a practical and obvious, effective way.
They've done it.
Yeah.
I know anecdotally they've done it.
Yeah, because, I mean, the way you teach them to react is completely different to the way a self-defense class would teach them to act. Because most martial arts teachers, I think they live in a fantasy world of kung fu films and things like that, and they're detached from a certain amount of reality when it comes to street defense. Whereas what you're doing,
my reaction,
yeah.
I was in Spain waiting at a bus stop, and the wind was very strong, and it blew one of these big green trash bins towards me, and I went into that reaction, and it put enough distance by me going backwards that it landed where I was.
Yeah.
So it's not just about people, it's about cars, anything.
Absolutely. I mean, anything that is coming at you, that kind of philosophy helps in every day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating, Paul. Really, really fascinating.
Thanks. Well, thanks for talking to me, Frank. And
no worries.
Let's talk in a month or so and we'll...
Absolutely, Paul. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, and you.
Good.
Cool.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much for that, and we'll speak soon.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Frank.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, so what about that? An extremely resourceful and knowledgeable instructor of women's self-defense. An actual teacher who teaches for reality. So, as Paul said during the interview, you can contact him through Facebook and get onto his Facebook page, and that will give you all the information you need on how he teaches and what he teaches. So thank you once again for listening to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.